From the streets of Melrose Park to the trading floor of the Merc, he's fought for every dollar he's ever earned. And now, with personal liberty and our system of capitalism under assault in America, he's here to seize back our rights from the government. With a cigar in one hand and a copy of the Declaration of Independence in the other, he's Sean Thompson. And this is the Sean Thompson Show. This looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, because we need a little controversy, because it feels so empty.
Very, very interesting. I do love how obvious, how open, how notorious the Marxist mafia really is in the year 2022. See, everyone tells me, oh, you're against unions, and you misunderstand. I like when people make money. I'm all fine with that. But recognize what unions are. They're created by two-bit gangsters. They've managed to extort both the company and the worker, and they've carved out hundreds of billions of dollars for themselves, and they drive around like two-bit gangsters. That's why business agents all have those love handles on their ears, all drive around and like they're men, and all extort workers, primarily the workers. I think this week was telling to see it's not just in the concrete business, in the bricklayers, in the trucking. It's among educators.
I did contact the Chicago Teachers Union. I invited them to have a representative come on and talk about these issues. When I mentioned your group, Mr. Dabrowski, wirepoints.org, a person who speaks for the union said that on the record, I could say their response was F Wirepoints.
So that's why when you watch the news in Chicago, not a citizen can say the word ask. That's why these kids are creating mayhem and chaos. They are the product of the Chicago Teachers Union, and you just got a glimpse of what kind of fat-ass wannabe gangster makes up the Teachers Union. I do miss Karen Lewis, although she did find a diet eventually that worked. Ted Dabrowski, when I heard this clip, I had to get you on, kid. How are you?
I'm doing great, Sean. Thanks for having us on.
Well, what you exposed is that what a scam it is. The school has an occupancy of 1,255, yet there's only 55. But the taxpayers are being billed as if it's 1,255. It doesn't matter how many kids show up. The money laundering scheme of the teachers' union and property taxes continues. I find that to be unbelievable.
Yeah, they didn't like when we reported that, you know, we looked at how empty the whole system is. There's one-third of the traditional schools at CPS are less than 50% full. Think about that. So you got a bunch of empty schools, and within that, you've got 20 schools that in particular are less than 25% full. Some of them are, you know, have, like you said, 1,300 capacity, and yet they've only got 64 kids in the seats. And some of them have almost about the same number of employees, so it's almost a one-to-one ratio in a couple of those schools.
So how dare you expose the money fraud that the public school system is? It's a money fraud.
But Sean, it's worse than that, because the kids that were there, only 2% of them could read at grade level. So it's much more than a money fraud. It's a disaster. They're trapping kids in empty, failing schools.
When you hear these people who make up these teachers' union, when you take a glimpse at the teachers themselves, it's not shocking to me that they can't read. I don't think the teachers can. And I'm dead serious about this. I always thought Karen Lewis was a moron. Every time she opened her mouth, proved to be a moron. Sharkey is a buffoon. He may be able to read it, but it's only because he grew up with a trust fund. I'm sick and tired of pretending that they're delivering a product, because they are, in fact, capable. What they've done is skew and bastardize the teacher licensing system, where it really only works to keep in the Soviets, socialists, and that's who they promote through their ranks. I want the entire thing ripped down, and I want the people to get their tax money back, because it's not their obligation to educate these delinquents anyway. What do you think of that?
Well, when you look at the whole system, Sean, you know, of course there's some great magnet schools where the kids really perform, but that's a different setup. It's not the traditional school. But if you look at the results across the board, they're so dismal, so sad. And when you see that they just promote these kids automatically, they can't read in the third grade. Well, guess what? It doesn't matter. They go to the fourth.
Of course.
And then they can't read. They go to the fifth. There's no obligation to ensure that these kids can read before they move on.
But Ted, why would we think anything different? After all, we were built on a country that actually believed that individuals had the right, had the opportunity, and were recognized as being different. This idea that we think of kids all the same is preposterous now as it was when I was in grade school, as it was when this whole system started, which really isn't that long ago, considering 1978. From 1978 to now is when the Department of Education really destroyed education in this country. And if we're going to put it back, we're going to have to rip it out. Why are we still sticking the fork into the light socket expecting something different?
Well, you know, it's very easy why we're still doing it, because this is a massive, you know, education in Illinois now spends over $38 billion. You've got people who are making lots of money. It's a system that's basically in many places, like the Decatur Public Schools, same thing. It's become a jobs program, and you've got people making really big salaries, and they're getting really big pensions. And nobody wants to upset the apple cart, and so it stays that way. And you've got the labor laws, you've got the union labor laws, the collective bargaining laws that are favoring them, not the parents. And, nobody wants to upset this thing because too many people are benefiting from it.
And you know what's astonishing to me, Ted? I don't know if they're beaten down by the corrupt Illinois Democrat mafia system, or if people don't realize this isn't like this in all other states. In fact, there are states that have no unions in their schools and will not allow them. There are states that deal symbiotic, where they have some that are union, some that are not. Not every state is run by organized crime, like Illinois, like New York and New Jersey. Do you think that enough people have moved out and abandoned it, where obviously they can't continue to fraud the numbers, and hopefully something will be done for that woman who's paying property taxes but can't afford to eat anything but dog food? Do you think that maybe this failure will promote some sort of change that's been needed for three decades?
No, not yet. It will at some point. I mean, you know, Chicago Public Schools has already lost 25% of their student population in the last 20 years, 100,000 down. But, you know, they've still got too much power. The bailouts in the federal government the last couple of years has kind of, you know, bought them a few more years. And that means that, you know, they've got a moratorium. They can't close the schools we're talking about. The unions still have all those powers, and that's the problem, is that as long as the unions have all the power and the ordinary residents don't, it won't work. And just an important point, Sean, that you made, there are states like Tennessee, like Georgia, like Texas, it's illegal for their local governments to bargain with a teachers union. That's how much they prioritize the taxpayer and the resident. It's illegal. Here it's the opposite. Our governments are forced to negotiate with unions over all kinds of stuff.
Because it's a mafia-run state. It's clearly a syndicate. This is truly organized crime. It certainly isn't three Italian guys waiting for espresso talking about the Monday night game. The mafia is occupied by sloths who have absolute and total unfettered power and a monopoly on it. But it does also explain. I had a very... over the weekend, last weekend, I was very irritated with the fraud from Aurora pretending to be a Republican who ran for governor and blew $50 million of somebody else's money. And I looked up the property taxes in Aurora, 4% on average of the house. So the reality is, in Illinois, there is no ad valorem deal with the property owner. That's been upset, that's been bastardized, and it's been ignored. Doesn't really matter how we're supposed to pay on the value of our house. We're paying on the obligation to the syndicate known as the teachers union and other municipal unions, correct?
Well, yeah, if you look at the pension debts alone, right, that's a huge driver. And then, of course, you add in, we have 850 school districts. Compare that to Florida, which has 75. So we've got this massive number of bureaucrats. A lot of these superintendents, they make $300,000, $350,000 a year. Most of them will get $7 to $10 million in lifetime pensions. Ordinary people have to pay for that. And guess what? They have no choice. Their only choice, if they don't want to pay it, is they have to leave the state.
You know what's upsetting, too, to me is that I watched that, and these are my words, not yours, that buffoon, Mike Flannery, who is supposed to be a reporter, as he was afraid to report the information that you, a reporter, who simply exposed obvious objective fact, was being told F you by the teacher union thug who doesn't have muscles but a big fat roll under her arm, and he was afraid to do it. I believe that's an issue. You've been combating this for as long as I've known, heard your name, and heard of your organization. You've been going at this for at least, what is it? Is it 2 decades you've been doing this? Over a decade.
Well, over a decade, yeah.
And yet, here we are, where Mike Flannery, a supposed name of Chicago, a reporter, much like, as I call him, my words, not yours, the pencil neck geek Andy Shaw, let alone these political hacks, they're merely propagandists. They should have been breaking this story decades before you even started. Yet, they run cover, they promote propaganda. How in the world can the Chicagoan who's not in on the scam, I have to believe there's at least a few of them, ever be made aware of the corruption?
Yeah, you know, and just to give credit to Mike, Mike was one of the few guys that covered this. So, you know, most, you know, forget the newspapers covering this, right? Forget a lot of the TV stations covering it. Some of the radio, of course, does cover it. The radio is much better, but you're right. Most won't even touch this. You know, this is public information from the school district. It's not stuff we make up. We're just showing it. We're just exposing it. You would think that the media would grab it like crazy, but no way.
I mean, it's astonishing because to me, this is national news. The head of a Chicago teachers union or a spokesperson, we don't know because Mike Flannery doesn't want to tell us, told a news organization that merely informed the people that, hey, you are being billed. And this is the other thing you have to keep in mind. The citizens of Chicago, I forget, is it Manly? Where was the school that had 1,200 plus?
Manly High School. Yep.
The people, the citizens are being billed for 1,255 students. There are only 55 there. Yet all of the salaries, all of the costs, all of the liabilities, the plumbing contract where if it's not $10,000, they just write the check to the Guido Sarducci that pretended to be a plumber. It all happens there. And it's astonishing that this isn't national breaking news. The tens of millions, if not billions of dollars, the citizens could save if we could get rid of this organized mafia, I think is something that should be focused on.
Hey, Sean, let me share the example of this one school called Uplift, because we got some new data today, or we put it out today. Uplift is a school. It's got a capacity of 720 kids. Only 55 kids are in the school. It has 54 employees. So it's the same number of employees as students.
Oh, God.
Just 3% of those kids can read at grade level. Think about that.
I'm sorry. I thought you said 3%. Did you say
3%?
3%.
Yeah. Well, there's only 55 kids, but only 3% of them can read at grade level. And then what's interesting is that not only do they have a principal that makes almost 150 grand, they have an assistant principal to make sure things are run well who makes 122 grand.
Let me ask you this. Can they read? I've got $100 that says only 5% of the teachers can read. You want any of that action?
I'd say it's a little higher, but I get your point.
I mean, this is open, and it's notorious, and it's crime. It's organized. I don't think I'm wrong when I call it a mafia. I really don't. And the only difference is this one comes with pensions. And it has better ability to turn over bad real estate. They don't have any bad real estate. We just keep funding it at astronomical costs. This is another thing that needs to be factored in. The maintenance and the corruption therein to all the connected companies that all donate to the same people as the teachers union. How do you beat it, brother?
Yeah, I think, Sean, you know, I think that the bigger story, so it's just, there's certainly a money part and you know, when you add up all the numbers, when you take the operating cost, the capital cost, and the debt cost, it is now $28,000 per student there. And it's expected with the drop in student population next year, the next couple of years, it'll go to $30,000 a year. But I think the real crime is that we keep this school system going without giving these kids massive choices to get the hell out of it, give parents massive choices to take that money and go elsewhere, because this doesn't work for the majority of families and it doesn't work for the majority of kids, even though people have gotten used to it.
Ted, I was willing to give these kids that virtue until the last couple of years when you see that these ungrateful, entitled little roaches are the very ones that are causing mayhem, breaking windows, carjacking people, shooting people. These are the same kids you're billing me $28,000 so you can pretend they can read. I'm getting sick and tired of it. But then again, I moved out. I only have a couple of real estate holdings. But I'm going to tell you what, Ted. I can't imagine people that are not in on this staying. And I can't imagine a guy like you who's so smart to recognize it and have the courage to report it, investing. I know you're not going to tell your kids to move down to the city. But I want to thank you for the people you're saving. because this information is saving individual lives of those people who are not in on it but now know about it, and they and their future kids will get the hell out of here. You're saving people, and I mean that, Ted. That's how important I think you are, and I think WirePoints is. So please have the courage to do it in the face of the intimidation of the mafia called Democrats. I appreciate it, Ted, very much.
No, I appreciate that, Sean. You know, and don't forget, you know, the unions here would love to export what they do to other states. So what we do is not just Illinois focused, although we're Illinois focused. But you know, we saw how the red shirts of the Chicago Teachers Union, how they spread their influence to other states a few years back when you had teacher strikes everywhere. So it's important to point out the fraud, the crime here, because it's exportable.
Well, you're on Salem. Salem's got a news network. I'm going to make sure people know about it after this interview. And in the meantime, they can get the information at wirepoints.org. Ted Dabrowski, thank you for everything you do. I mean it. And the courage to do it. You're a soldier.
Thanks,
thank you. We'll be back with your calls and comments after this.